Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago. Today is Tuesday of the third week in Ordinary Time, January 27th, 2026. Our Gospel passage today comes from St. Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." The gospel scene today is deceptively simple. Mary and the relatives of Jesus arrive, seeking him, and a message is passed through the crowd, "Your family is here." On the surface, it is a moment we can all relate to. Family calling, interrupting, reaching out for our attention, yet Jesus responds in a way that unsettles us and invites us into something radical. He points to those seated around him, those who are listening to his word, and he declares them his family. "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother." In that moment, Jesus reveals a new kind of family, a family of discipleship. He inaugurates a new bloodline, one not traced through human ancestry, biology, or shared history, but through obedience to the will of the Father. This new family is not created by natural birth, but by a spiritual rebirth, a reorientation of the heart. The Gospel notes that Mary and the relatives of Jesus stood outside. This detail is not accidental. In Mark's Gospel, inside and outside are spiritual categories. Inside is the place of communion, revelation, and discipleship. Outside is the place of distance, incomprehension, and hesitation. Mary, of course, is not spiritually outside, but the relatives accompanying her may have misunderstood Jesus' message. Earlier in the chapter, we heard that his relatives thought he was out of his mind. They did not yet grasp the full scope of his identity or the meaning of his ministry. This outside posture becomes a mirror for our own hearts, where we stand in relationship to Christ. Do we remain at the threshold, curious, hopeful, intrigued, but hesitant to step fully into his presence? Or do we take our place at his feet, listening, surrendering, and trusting? Jesus' declaration does not diminish the holiness of Mary or the natural dignity of family life. Instead, it elevates us. It shows us that intimacy with him is not restricted to a chosen few. God's family is open, expansive, and rooted in grace. A new bloodline is formed through hearing the word of God, allowing it to shape our lives, and doing the will of the Father. This is not a family of shared genetics, but of shared devotion. Not a family of physical resemblance, but of spiritual likeness. In Christ we become kin, not by chance, but by choice, not by ancestry, but by discipleship. The Father's will becomes the unifying bloodstream that pulses through this new household of faith. Jesus' words also carry a gentle but sharp challenge. Do we define ourselves by earthly ties alone, or by our relationship with God? Sometimes doing God's will put us at odds with people we love. Sometimes fidelity to Christ requires a holy detachment, a willingness to hold our earthly identities lightly, so that our heavenly identity can define us more fully. But there is immense consolation in this belonging. Many people move through life without feeling deeply rooted in a family. Jesus declares that in Him no one is orphaned. Discipleship creates a bond stronger than DNA, the bond of shared love, shared suffering, shared hope, shared mission, and shared obedience. This is the communion of saints. This is the church. This is our spiritual home. Jesus' words hold an unexpected honor. We are invited to become His very kin. To be a brother or sister to Christ means to walk with Him as a companion. To be a mother to Christ means to bring Him forth in the world, to allow Him to be born again through our faith, our charity, our witness. Every time we forgive, Christ is born. Every time we serve, Christ is born. Every time we choose humility over pride, mercy over resentment, trust over fear, Christ is born again in the world through us. This is the astonishing dignity of discipleship. The gospel today asks each of us one profound question. Where do you stand? In the crowd at His feet, or outside calling from a distance? The invitation is simple and beautiful. Step inside, sit with Him, listen to Him, let His words shape you, and you will find yourself drawn into a new family, a family shaped not by accident of birth, but by the miracle of God's grace. In Christ you have a place. In Christ you belong. In Christ you are kin. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others in your daily life. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.